Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show.
Hey, welcome back to The Bro Show with two bros, Lucas and Jacob Cruikshank.
Hello. I'm kind of mad that you gave away our last name.
I've been jealous of other people who didn't have their real last name online because I just don't want to have my actions reflect my family, you know? Like, I don't want to ruin the Cruikshank legacy.
I just don't, it's already out there, so I don't really care. But if I could go back, I probably wouldn't ever say my last name just because, for some reason, it's a little too personal. But
also,
we already do it all
feel,
the time.
But, like, Jenna Marbles, for example, the reason why she doesn't go by her actual last name is because, I guess, when she started doing videos and her mom was trying to get a job, people Googled her mom's name and then found Jenna Marbles and they were like, saw like her like cussing and stuff. So it kind of was just like, but when her mom's trying to get hired, they see that, you know? Imagine like someone in our family tries to get hired and then like they just see like that video that you posted 2 weeks ago of you dancing in the basement. Like, it's not bad, but they're probably just like, should I hire this person? So we apologize to the Cruikshanks out there.
Yeah. We really do.
But we got noticed.
Oh, yeah.
We have to tell them craziest fan stories.
Well, first of all, happy Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Labor Day.
So hopefully you're taking a break. It's not Labor Day.
We're recording this on Labor Day, so we're putting it in the hours.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Can't sleep, don't sleep. When they sleep, we work.
Yeah.
That's like our life motto, you know?
Really is.
Yeah. While they're sleeping, you get ahead.
I know. Like, you have to wake up at 5 o'clock to invest in stocks and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I sleep for 45 minutes only.
Yeah, you can't, like, I feel like a lot of the public thinks that to get what you want in life, you can sleep, but that's not how it works.
Yeah, when they sleep, you get ahead.
I know.
But, we got recognized. We're officially celebs. I think I'm 99% sure this was the first time we ever got recognized from the podcast, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened.
It was crazy. Like, sometimes people like see me and say, oh, are you like that guy from Blue's Clues or Fred or what is your name again? But, and people recognize you being like, oh, DIY boy.
Yeah.
Has anyone?
To be honest, I never get recognized.
No, but remember when we went to the zoo that one time and you got, Jacob got hounded by fans. And then a girl started crying.
That was back in the day, though.
I don't know, but like a girl started crying. And everyone in the family was like, oh my God, like we knew Jacob did YouTube, but like we didn't know it was to this level. Because there was someone crying at the zoo.
Oh, yeah. So I guess. But I don't really know because like I guess my YouTube videos probably got like on average like 80,000 views, I'm guessing. And like, I wasn't expecting that.
But girl, like, you just really, you were a big part of her life.
Probably for a day, let's be honest. Like, didn't one of her friends say, oh, he has a YouTube channel? And then she was like, oh my gosh, I never met a YouTuber. Let's be honest.
But this is the first time a Bro Show listener told us found us in public and said, I watched the pod. That was the first time everyone ever came up and said, oh my God, the podcast. She said, the podcast is lit.
Yeah, she did.
But she did say bros before hoes. So maybe she stopped listening because she didn't know about, or maybe it just always be bros before hoes for her.
Sometimes I refer to it as bros before hoes. Yeah, but
we're ordering tacos.
It was really weird because at first she said that she used to watch our videos.
Oh, yeah. She said, I used to watch you guys. And I was like, oh, cool. But then she mentioned the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So she's like a stan.
So maybe she used to watch our videos, but watches the podcast currently. We should have asked her more questions. Be like, when did you stop? And then be like, why did you stop? And
yeah.
Just learn all this info, you know?
Do like a little questionnaire. She was super nice, though.
She was so nice. And we told her, we were like, we love the taco place. We were like, we love this place. And she was like, do you, though? Because she was, like, kind of hating on it. She's like, I work here, but I hate the food.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do the same.
Yeah, I loved it. She reminded me of Charlie XCX without the British accent.
I did think that once you mentioned it, but I didn't, like, instinctively think
that's
it.
Charlie. They're the same energy.
That would be... It probably is Charlie XCX, except the American version. But, yeah, yeah, like, no one has ever said, like... Oh, wish I watched the podcast. At least I don't think so.
So we just really wanted to tell you guys crazy fan story. We did get recognized from this podcast. So it's really looking up.
I know. It just... We're
celebrities.
Yeah, it's weird going in public because I know like everything I say right now, most of the public is going to hear.
I know.
It's weird.
And like people just come up to us in public and like start a conversation and like mid-conversation, but it's like... Oh, like, they're, like, talking, like, but, like, because they just, like, think they know us so well because, like, the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like it's, like, an experience that, like, 99% of the people listening won't ever experience. I'm joking. I just wanted to.
When you get recognized once. She said she used to listen. But thank you there. We actually didn't learn her name.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, but the funniest thing was... She came to the car and, like, just said it right away. So I think she might have maybe, like, seen our names on when we ordered it online, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't like she came to the door and was like, oh, wait, is it you guys? Like, she came and just knew what she was going to say, you know?
Yeah, she had, like, the deeds down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We have a stalker. Tana Mongeau story time. Finally, I have a stalker. Because she probably stalks us. We need to cut all this out.
I know.
People aren't going to know we're joking and think we're...
It makes it just look like douches.
Douches.
For some reason, I'm so embarrassed that you brought up the person crying at Honey Dolly Zoo. Because it's something about it. It's just like, what?
Why?
I don't know. It just sounds funny.
You're a celebrity.
I just remember one time I'm at this water park in... Nebraska, these girls, came up to you and they had like a big crush on you. And then you said like, do you want a date? I'm joking. You didn't say, do you want a date?
But... Wait, actually, was I in high school?
Yeah, you were in high school.
What happened? Just,
like, these like three girls came up to you and just like, you know what I mean?
Wait, I'm joking. They hit on me?
Well, that's what it seemed like when I was like eight. That's in my little kid brain.
Maybe they're just attracted to Fred, you know? Oh, another eventful thing that happened in the last week is I was driving on the road, minding my business, blasting Aisha Erotica, and a car was coming towards me. And I was on a one lane. It's like, it's one of those roads where there's one lane on one side, median, another lane on the other. You know, they both go different directions.
Yeah.
But someone was on my side of the median coming towards me. Like, just full speed. And I was like, at first I was like, oh my God, I got so into the Aisha Erotica music that I'm on the wrong side of the road. But then I realized, no, that they're in the wrong. But I had to pull over. They drove past me. I'm guessing like 75-year-old woman. But she wasn't even fazed. Like, I thought when they drove past, they'd be like, I'm so sorry. Like, but she was just driving straight ahead. Like, I don't know if she knew she was on the wrong side of the road. Was she from like England and just came here?
Oh, like, maybe... Alzheimer's?
I don't know. Then on the other side of the road, there was a girl in a pickup truck Snapchatting out the window laughing so hard.
And I was like, why didn't you do that?
She was ready to like videotape me getting a wreck.
Yeah.
Like a big smile on her face.
Hello, whale.
But yeah, so I almost died. Not clickbait. Another Tana Mongeau title.
I wonder like what happened. Like, did she just keep driving like that?
Did she keep driving? I think she kept driving.
There's
like
something
that
in my nose.
Is there something in my nose? It feels itchy.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Just gotta make sure since there's 5 million people watching.
Yeah. So she just kept driving on the other side of the road.
Yeah. And I swerved into the side of the road. Yeah. And yeah.
I feel like I feel like just drugs. She's probably not on drugs.
Was it karma for me listening to sinful music such as Aisha Erotica?
It could be. Nah, I don't think so. I feel like I can't believe in that.
Okay, if that's the way the world works, I don't like, want to live here.
You were joking, obviously, but I just can't. Like, I feel like you'd get karma if, like, you were at the grocery store and, like, you budged in someone, and then, like, something like that might happen. But I feel like even if you're listening to the grossest shit, like, nothing will happen, most likely.
Yeah.
This is like my knowledge of spirituality. So like, yeah, it's pretty right. Correct.
Perfect. But yeah, that's happening. I mean, do you have any near-death experiences this past week?
Without over-exaggerating, let's see.
Any moments where you just, it's almost life flashed before your eyes?
No, not this week. Which
oh,
I'm
that's good.
Glad to say. Yeah, I'm glad to say because usually my life is just like so hectic and crazy.
Have you ever drove on the wrong side of the road?
No, I don't think that has ever happened to me.
I think it might have happened to me like in LA before. In downtown LA, the roads are really confusing. You know, there's one ways and stuff. Like, why are you making a one way? Is it better for traffic?
I forgot about those one ways. Like, I almost have told on one of those, but I don't think I ever
have. Is it better for traffic or what? Because it's just unnecessarily confusing.
I know. Like, any downtown is just unnecessarily confusing.
Yeah, it's like they try to just get your mind jumbled.
Yeah. And then, like, potholes. I'm just like, why?
Oh, yeah. I guess they're not on purpose.
I mean, but, like, just fix them.
I know.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Just put Play-Doh in it.
Yeah, like, I just don't get why they just don't, like, get a bunch of...
And we pay taxes.
Yeah.
But there's potholes. And then our car gets damaged.
And
does
Play-Doh...
Does the city pay for it? Or do we? We have to pay for it. Even though we pay for the taxes that apparently you're supposed to prevent that.
That's
so vote.
So
please vote.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God, this is your first election where you get to vote.
Yeah, I do get to vote.
Oh my God, are you excited?
Yeah, I am excited because I've no, like, just the whole thing. I'm
are
just
you
excited.
Vote in person or mail in?
I signed up for mail in, but I'm pretty sure the city that we live in, that I live in, we live in, they, like, they're sending everyone a mail in ballot, so.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
really know how
I did
works.
Read this thing that since the majority of people, not maybe like just way more than usual people are voting via mail, that I guess we probably won't know the we probably won't know the results on election day.
But I thought if you're doing mail-in, but you have to send it in way earlier.
I read this thing where like it might take like even a few weeks.
For real?
Yeah, until they count all the votes.
Because I feel like a lot of people, like the majority
yeah, so
of people.
On election day, like it might say one of them wins and people will get excited, like their fans or whatever, their stands. And it might be wrong.
That's
so everyone beware. You heard it here on the Bro Show first.
Yeah, I feel like it will be so different since so many people will be voting for through mail. And like, I don't even know if the voting places will be that busy. They probably
yeah.
will, though.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Britney Spears, Free Britney Movement update. Have we even talked about this on here?
I don't know, because like, we don't want to get into legal trouble.
Oh, yeah. And also, I just never really wanted to talk about it, even though it's not like we're these huge people who are going to have a huge say on it. But I never wanted to talk about it because I feel like it was just everyone assuming that she didn't want to be in the conservatorship. Conservatorship.
Yeah.
Conservatorship. Conservatorship or conservatorship? How do you say it?
Conservatorship.
Conservatorship.
No, that sounds like a conservative. Conservatorship?
Conversationship.
Okay, yeah.
Because I feel like, what if she actually did need to be in it? That's what I always thought. I was like, I don't know what her, like, mental health is or whatever. And I was like, maybe, who knows? Like, maybe she actually does need to be in it. And we're all just assuming all these conspiracies.
Thing about it, though, was, like, I always thought, like, why is she in it? But then these hardcore Britney fans that I see on Twitter were saying that they agree with it. So then I was just confused and my mind was bamboozled because... These hardcore Britney stans, and they're obviously such big fans, and they want the best for her, were saying, you guys don't know anything, like, just let her live. So then I was confused, so then I just kind of was like, oh, maybe they'll lie, you know?
Yeah, but it turns out, according to her lawyer, she wants everyone to know about the conservatorship. Conservatorship. She wants everyone to know, I guess. Like, I think her dad wanted to seal all the documents so the public wouldn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But she wants it all to be public. So, like, now it actually is, like, she's, like, I think this is, like, her first time ever actually commenting on it. But then didn't she post on Instagram being, like, you guys, like, it's not real. But her dad might be able to post
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the thing is that her dad might
that
own her
so
Instagram.
That is so scary. Like, I understand that someone might go through, like, a mental health struggle and maybe they do need someone, they do need someone to watch over their money so they don't just make all these really rash decisions and blow all their money and, like, do some really bad stuff to themselves. But at the same time, like, 10 years, like, And also, they after she was in it, they had her tour the world multiple times and make multiple albums. Like, if someone really was in that much distress, like, why are they making them work so much?
Yeah, I need to know more. And I also just, like, want, like, this probably won't happen for years, but I want, like, a documentary or book just to be made about what's happening. Like, what happened? Like, the thing that I don't get is that, I don't know, Instagram videos, everyone says she's acting weird. But is that because, like, I don't know. I just have so many questions. I mean,
they do seem like just like weird.
Yeah, they do have seem to give you, like, really a weird.
Bad vibe.
They just seem like, I don't know. I want to know more. Yeah. I don't even like, I just have so many questions about this whole thing.
Yeah, for sure. Because I just feel like if the whole thing was supposed to happen because she actually was in such bad mental or physical health that she couldn't control her own finances, her own life, she can't even vote, then why would she have been able enough to like go on all these tours and everything?
Yeah,
what makes me think that like it just goes into the whole conspiracy of like they're just using her for money and stuff.
Yeah, that whole thing just kind of thinks like, oh, her dad or whoever owns it is just like, oh, wants money from her.
Yeah, but apparently the lawyer said, far from being a conspiracy theory or a joke, as Jamie reportedly told the media, in large part, the scrutiny is a reasonable and even predictable result of James's aggressive use of the sealing procedure over the years to minimize the amount of meaningful information made available to the public. So they're basically saying all these conspiracy theories have been blowing up so much because they've made everything so private. So that's what they want everyone to know now.
Because like no one really knows anything about it.
Yeah, so just like obviously it leads to like conspiracies.
So Britney hasn't really said like, is it bad or good? She hasn't really like.
She just said she wants the public to know.
Oh yeah, so she just doesn't. Okay, I get it. So basically, we don't know if it's bad or good yet.
Yeah. I think the last update was that she wants somebody else to be her conservator.
Oh.
Conservator. I feel like I'm saying the word wrong and someone out there is pissed.
I feel like you were saying it at the beginning, but then you said it so many times that like it just got confusing.
Yeah. But yeah, so
I mean, I hope the best for her and like,
oh yeah, I just hope that like, I mean, she's, the weird thing is like she does seem happy on Instagram, but
then it's also weird because like there's like videos of like her like kids talking about her, and then it's like that whole thing is also crazy.
Yeah,
about the kid. Oh, but I love the skits that she does with her kids.
Oh, does she do those anymore? I miss those.
I know,
where it would all be acted out and she would do like a fake prank on them and like. It's just like Lele Pons type videos.
Or just like her with her kids and then she like puts the phone right in her kid's face and it just is all fun.
Oh yeah. But my whole thing is like, I've always been confused because like if they don't want to make it seem like anything's wrong the dad and stuff, why do you think they let her control her Instagram or are they posting those? That's what I've always wondered. Is she actually the one posting or do they post on there to make it seem like she's unstable?
Yeah, that's one of my biggest questions too, because on Instagram, like not only the videos, but if you look at the captions, some of them are like misspelled and stuff. So like I always thought that it was the her dad doing that to make her seem like she's so unstable.
Or remember those times where she would literally post like 30 selfies in a row?
Yeah.
Of like, it's just like dumping your whole entire camera roll, but like separate posts. Like you'd scroll through her page and it'd just be selfie after selfie from the same day.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, did they do that to make it seem like she's just so like, just make her seem unhinged or something?
Well, why would she have control over her Instagram if she's under a conservatorship?
Yeah, I don't know.
When you get down to it.
I do not know. But in other news, a guy in a jetpack was seen above LAX.
Oh, you told me about this earlier this week.
Yeah, according to CNN, people on an American Airlines flight, they saw it.
Why does it scare me so much? I have to pull up
the article. What do you think it is?
What I'm picturing is like in, I don't know what cartoon, but I saw it all the time when I was a kid, like where they just have a jetpack and they fly in the sky. It might have been SpongeBob, but I just don't picture that to happen in real life.
It's real.
Is there photos of it?
Wait, how did no one get a photo?
Yeah, because what I'm picturing is like this crazy jetpack, but maybe it doesn't look like that. And it's like, it looks more like, just like not as cool as the cartoon versions.
Yeah, it said a man flying a jetpack was reported by pilots above LA. So An American Airlines flight was first to report a guy in a jetpack at the plane's altitude of 3,000 feet above Los Angeles International Airport on Sunday. And they said that the man was approximately 30 yards away from the aircraft. And I guess the FBI is now looking into it. Like, what the fuck?
Maybe someone just invented a jetpack.
Oh my God, can you, what? Yeah, what if like, yeah, someone has a technology and they just have been making it in their basement and just not telling anyone?
My first thought when I heard this was that it was some like Elon Musk thing. That's what I first thought.
Oh.
That's so wild though, like, that'd be cool if those jetpacks, you get places so fast.
And
I
the
picture.
Weird thing was, it wasn't one pilot. So it wasn't like, oh, that pilot, like,
didn't a lot of people
fell asleep
see it?
Or like something. But so American Airlines said they saw it. And then 10 minutes later, another plane spotted it. And they said, we just saw the guy fly by us on a jetpack. Like, what?
Do you think it could have been a drone, though? That, like, somehow they, like, decorated
it? Look like a gun.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
It could literally just be a prank of someone with a drone and a jetpack. And they thought it would be so funny to make everyone think a guy was on a jetpack.
Because if you use some boxes and stuff, I feel, and use, like, a doll, it would actually look real, I feel like.
Oh, but at the same time, this is giving me a lot of Balloon Boy vibes.
I thought this person would go to, like, they would already have the suspect. Like, what? Like, if it's...
Well, the planes, they just, like, reported, like, oh, there's a... They, like, said, be careful because there's a guy in a jetpack.
But I thought they would, like, follow the jetpack and, like, find it.
But I think you can't on a plane because it's, like, so... You know, me moving so fast.
But I thought they would, like, tell the police on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, also, like... how did nobody see it in L.A.? That's, like,
yeah,
a city of
yeah, that's
millions,
what
millions
I mean.
Of people. Wouldn't someone have seen it take off?
Yeah, what I mean is that...
So it,
like,
came from
L.A., one of the biggest cities. What I picture is people would see this. The cops would be called. Even the plane people, the pilots would call the police, and the police would watch it land, and then
yeah.
Boom. But, like, I don't... I'm just out of the way confusion.
Oh, my God. I feel like it has something to do with Chromatica.
What if it's promotion?
Something to do with Chromatica. Or I kind of feel like it might be Lana Del Rey.
Oh, no. I hope that jetpack's over. That sounds fun.
I know. I remember... Was that in Grand Theft Auto where you could get one? The cheat code and you just jetpack around L.A.?
I don't remember that, but I pitched it.
There was a cheat code, I think, for a jetpack, and it was so fun going all over and flying it.
Grand Theft Auto, like, they take a long time to release new games. Like, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out when I was in 6th grade, which was, like, probably 8 years ago.
I'm pretty sure the PS5 is coming out.
It is?
So, like, when that... Or it might be the PS4.
So, but probably when that comes out, Grand Theft Auto 6 will come out.
But I'm, like, wondering, like, should I become a gamer?
Didn't you buy it, like, years ago? The old PS?
Oh, yeah, I did. And I returned it and got my money back because I just didn't play it. But we I should become a Twitch gamer.
I mean, I like, well, I actually only... I liked playing Grand Theft Auto, but...
I should be a Sims Twitcher.
Is Sims on the PlayStation?
No, but I think you can play it on, like, your computer and still go on
Twitch.
Oh,
yeah.
And be a gamer.
You could get, like, a whole setup, like a PC and whatever.
Oh,
yeah,
I should be a gamer.
Yeah, and get the live stream.
Sims Twitch channel coming soon. If any of you guys actually watch Twitch, let me know if that would do good, because I actually don't watch Twitch, so I feel like I don't know, like...
People do play Sims on it.
Oh, yeah, I remember I watched Carly from Carly and Aaron playing Roller Coaster Tycoon on there.
Oh, Roller Coaster Tycoon is so much fun.
Yeah, it's so fun.
That's probably one of my favorite games. Then I also have, like, Sim City. I love stuff like that where you, like, build a city.
Oh, yeah.
And you have citizens.
I know, just being the mother effing mayor.
I know. What other... Oh, yeah, like... Yeah, just those games are fun. I was thinking about Mario Kart, but that's just like...
Yeah, I've been mostly more of like a computer game person.
Yeah, because like, I've never played like... Well, I have played them.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
don't like Call of Duty and stuff.
Oh, I don't get those games. Like, they're so popular. Everyone loves them, but I've tried to play and I just don't get it.
Yeah, what other ones are there?
Like,
yeah.
Fortnite even. Like, I don't really get.
Fortnite, like... I think even if I tried, I wouldn't like it.
Minecraft, I sort of got for a bit.
Oh, Minecraft is fun.
Yeah.
I like it. I feel like if I really, like, got a PS5 and, like, actually tried, I would love it. Tried, it's, like, walk setting one, like, doing the whole thing. I'm a gamer.
Nebraska has been in the news.
For real? What?
The
Oh, Mom told us about this.
Lincoln, Nebraska went viral. Someone here is a viral sensation
I've
because he's against boneless chicken wings being called wings.
So I'm assuming the whole thing is a joke.
I know, but like he's went viral.
Yeah, because he said, which is true, like...
Yeah, he has some points. He said that he wants the city of Lincoln, Nebraska to remove the name Boneless Wings from menus and from our hearts. Because he said boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are... Chicken tenders are already boneless, so you shouldn't be calling it boneless wings when it's the exact same thing.
Didn't he say like juicy nugs or something?
Yeah, he said he's 100% serious. He's going to start a petition to eliminate the term boneless wings, not just in Lincoln, but he wants to make it a countrywide movement.
Oh, yeah, because it did really wake me up, because when I thought of boneless wings, I thought it was the wings with the bone, except they took the bone out, but that's not how it works. Yeah. It just is a chicken nugget.
It's all
nugget.
A scam.
Chicken nugget with some barbecue on it.
And he
it.
Said
oh,
he,
buffalo.
He said we could call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. He said we could even call them wet tenders. Saucy nugs. And, yeah, he just thinks that we shouldn't be lying to people about boneless wings, claiming their wings when they're not. And
I mean, he made some
stop.
Points.
I haven't signed the petition, but maybe I will. But my whole, like, counter-argument is I get his points. I understand the points made, but I feel like boneless wings are their own thing. They don't really seem like chicken tenders to me, even though they are technically the same thing, but they're different shapes. They have different energy.
I feel like I'm on his side for this one.
I just
if I
don't
had
think
to
I could ever call them buffalo-style chicken tenders, because chicken tenders
yeah.
are so different.
The reason why I wouldn't ever want to be called buffalo-style chicken tenders is because that's way too long.
Also, I don't even think they should be called nuggets, because it's way different from nuggets.
But when
it's
you get down to it, the only
energy.
The only difference is the sauce.
No, the shape, everything. Picture boneless wings. Like this shape, they have like those little bumps on them, curves. And you picture a nugget, it's not the same. And a chicken tender is long, so it does need its own thing.
I think what the difference between a chicken nugget and a boneless wing to me is that when I eat a chicken nugget, I think, oh, it's just fake chicken. Like it's mostly just like grinded
yeah.
in plastic. But then I think a boneless chicken wing, I'm like, oh, I can actually see like the shreds of chicken. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's more like, oh, this is probably 75% real chicken.
Yeah, I think what it should be is real chicken versus fake chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Or they could just say boneless wangs, because wang doesn't
actually,
really...
I agree with you. When we get down to it, it's like, just keep it wings.
Yeah, I'm more of the people like, he's like trying to make a new revolution where I'm like, keep everything the same and don't change anything. Just kidding. But have you ever noticed that with boneless wings, like they're so good. Like when you think about it, you're like, oh my God, I want some honey barbecue boneless wings. But without fail, after you eat four, it's gross. I don't know what it is. Like it's too rich for me.
I feel like that doesn't happen to me that often.
Because I remember in high school, the it thing to do in where we grew up was, oh my God, wing night at Applebee's. And they were like, somehow they were cheaper or something on those certain nights of the week. You could go get wings. It's actually like
yeah.
the thing to do. Like, are you going to wing night? And then like with who, like who's your group going to be? And you go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
But I remember it was always a thing where they're so good. But after eating like three, it's just too much. Because
it's so saucy.
Yeah. And you just get bored of it.
Does that happen with actual wings for you or no?
I don't know. I feel like it's that thing where like you want them, but they just get boring after a while. Like you need to switch up.
Oh yeah. Bring some sliders to the table.
Yeah, there's like a lot of food like that, actually.
I feel like I could eat like 10 wings, though, and just be like,
Yeah, it depends. Like, Cheesecake Factory wings are so good.
Oh, yeah,
but
those
think
are
about,
so
like,
good.
Cheesecake Factory fried macaroni and cheese balls. So good, but if you have more than, like, one, it's just, it's too much.
I could eat three. Like, I could eat, like, literally six. But once I eat, if I haven't ever even ate three, but if I ate three, then I'd be like, oh, I don't want any more. Like,
yeah.
Four, like, yeah.
It starts just doing it too much.
Yeah, it hits too hard.
Yeah, it hits in a different way and too hard.
Yeah. Just isn't right, to be honest. So earlier this week, I was actually curious to how much Tic Tacos were making, people on TikTok, because I saw this TikTok of this guy showing him making like $200 a day, and it was on the TikTok app and stuff.
How many followers did he have?
He had like 500,000.
How many views did he get?
I don't know.
$200 a day, you said, or per TikTok?
With $200 a day. It just showed like every day he was making $200. And I know that like from live streams on TikTok, people can like pay you money or something.
Oh, yeah. That's how like Twitch works too, right?
Yeah. So I don't know how they made the money. But then I looked at a few articles and these are how TikTokers make money, guys. So first of all, from gifting. And that's when like people give you coins during a live stream.
So that you can see their name, right?
Yeah, so, well, I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works with TikTok, but when I looked at it, you can buy, like, 100 coins for, like, 99 cents. So I don't really know. But then the next one is brand deals, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then the TikTok Creator Fund, which, like, the only thing I've heard about that is that people make money from views, from TikTok views, which I don't know how that works, but...
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about the TikTok Creator Fund, but didn't it say that they were just going to start out by paying David Dobrik and stuff?
But anyone can sign up for the TikTok Creator Fund.
I've always wondered, because, like, with YouTube, for example, you get paid...
4,000 views, I guess.
From AdSense. Like, it's all tracked. You know what I mean? Whereas yeah. This is more just, like... It sounded like they were just going to give people random amounts of money. Like, not even... Is it based on... So, it is based on views?
Well, I don't... Well, I saw someone say that when you join the TikTok Creator Fund... Well, I think there is people getting paid just random amounts, though.
Yeah.
But with the TikTok Creator Fund, I heard that, like, you get paid 4,000 views, which, like... Who even knows if this person knows anything? So, like...
But I feel like you'd have to pay people so much with TikTok. Because, like, some of them get, like, 500 million views?
Yeah, so I don't really know how that'd work. But then The last way is what you were talking about, which is what I feel like everyone knows about. Most people know about. Is that TikTok is paying people, like, so much money to do TikToks. So, like,
just,
really
like,
big people.
Keep them on the platform, right?
Yeah, so I guess this random TikToker, which they didn't say the name, is getting paid $50,000 to... post 35 videos over the next 7 weeks. Over a 7-week period.
Oh my god, I didn't say who it was.
No, it just said that a TikToker told him that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I guess that's another way that they get paid, is that, like, if you're a really big, like, YouTuber or influencer, I guess they'd pay you to stay on it.
That is cool that they're even doing that, because, like, with Twitter and Instagram, like, it's just, they aren't, like, paying people to stay on the app. Like, I must feel like, even if they didn't pay people, wouldn't people have continued to do TikTok?
Yeah, I guess they're playing it safe.
Because you can do brand deals, you can make people, like, have people join your, watch your YouTube channel. Like, it's not like they aren't making any money.
Yeah.
But that's crazy how they're just going to pay them for the app. Like, imagine if Instagram did that.
When I heard about this whole, like, TikTok paying people... It gave me, like, the vibe of, like, what I feel like YouTube felt in, like, 2008.
Oh, where all of a sudden people are getting paid
yeah,
and everyone's
because,
so confused.
Yeah, because it seems like even though I, like, get social media, like, I don't get it.
Oh,
but people
yeah.
are getting paid, like, money from it, so.
Wasn't the fund, like, so much money, the TikTok Creator Fund?
Yeah, isn't it, like, 200 million?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so those are, like, 5 ways that TikTokers get paid, if you guys were wondering. The only one I don't understand is the TikTok Creator Fund.
Yeah, I get the brand deals, though. Like, Addison Rae's mom is a Yoplait sponsor, and her dad is a Bang Energy sponsor.
Yoplait?
Yoplait, the yogurt. The mom is a Yoplait girl, and the dad is a Bang
boy. I don't know if it's Yoplait. I think it's Yoplait.
Yoplait?
Yoplait?
Is this a Mandela effect?
I think it's Yoplait.
It's Yoplait.
But...
Wait, should we see?
Who's
in the Mandela effect?
But it's spelled with a T.
Oh,
but,
you don't pronounce a T?
But every time I've...
Wait,
well,
how did you learn this?
I'm basing it off mom. She just says Yoplait, so then I just say Yoplait.
Oh.
But it could be Yoplait.
I'm going to still say Yoplait.
Yoplait.
Because if there's a T, like, I don't care if you aren't supposed to pronounce it, but it's like, they put it there for a reason.
I guess we need to talk to the person that owns the brand.
Also, like, I'm just dumb with people putting T's and saying it's silent. Or is anything like that, you know? Because it's like, unfortunately, if you put it there, I'm going to say it. Because otherwise, don't put it there.
That's so funny.
It's my new stance. But, yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, Addison Rae, she thinks of her dad, and he's a Bang boy, Bang Energy boy, and the mom's a Yoplait girl. Like, imagine if both your parents were sponsored by, like, giant companies.
I know.
Like,
that's
what would
crazy.
Our parents be? I feel like our dad, he wouldn't be able to be a Bang boy, because he doesn't have a Bang Energy boy vibe. But what would he be able to actually genuinely endorse once he becomes TikTok famous?
I'm really trying to think, guys. Like, Summer Sausage? But...
Oh, my God! I was thinking lunch meat.
But yeah, but there's not a brand.
But we're both thinking, like, meats. So I think that would have to be, like, Tyson or something.
Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer boy. He'd be an Oscar Mayer boy, and every TikTok would be about hot dogs.
And then mom, I'm getting Ready Whip.
Oh.
Because she loves whipped
cream. She's obsessed with whipped cream.
She's the fat-free kind.
She drinks it straight from the can, and when she gets to the end of the bottle, she sprays it into her mouth. And I'm pretty sure that gets you high. At least that's what people said in middle school. I never tried it, but...
I think it does get...
Remember people always said, if you spray the whipped cream so it doesn't have the cream come out and the gas gets you high and
like,
it's so
I don't
fun.
Think our mom does it to get high. She just wants the rest of the whipped cream, but...
I think subconsciously...
If you do it enough, you get high, I'm pretty
subconsciously,
sure.
Subconsciously, she does it for a high. She eats her food and then she gets high every night. Our mom has an addiction.
I don't think she does it to get high, though, is
I'm
the thinking, weird
I don't
thing.
Think she actually does. But yeah. She does get high nonetheless, even though she doesn't mean to.
I mean, who knows if she gets high. Maybe she's just so used to it.
That's true. But there's a thing called Rapunzel syndrome, I found out.
What's that? I feel like I've heard it. Is it not a popular
what
thing,
What do you
though?
Think it is, guess?
When you think you're a princess, but you're not?
It's when you eat your own hair.
Oh, no, I actually haven't.
Why did they have to do Rapunzel like that? I don't think it should be called Rapunzel syndrome.
Because she has long-ass hair and the boy climbed it, so I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like that should be if you don't want to cut your hair, but, like, eating it? It's like Rapunzel wasn't a savage.
I feel like when I was a kid, like, I used to, like, bite hair and think it was cool.
Well, you might have been one of the people then, but right now there's only 90 known cases, but you could have been one of them.
Wait, so it's, like, a disease? Or, like, what do they mean by cases?
This 17-year-old girl had been eating her hair for a lot of years. Like, it was just a thing she did. And she was just like, whatever, like, I just eat my hair. It's just part of my personality. And no one really thought anything of it. But then she started feeling sick. So she went to the hospital, and they found a 15-pound hairball in her stomach.
That's a lot of hair.
Yeah, so I've been building up. And, yeah, there's 90 known cases.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you eat hair, it might start out like, oh, it's fine, doesn't matter. But then you could get a...
So it's actually bad for you if you do this?
Well, you get a hairball in your stomach. Because I'm guessing your body just doesn't digest it. Then it just slowly builds up in your stomach.
A big hairball. Like, hair does gross me out in food.
Oh, yeah. Just thinking of eating hair makes me feel sick. Because I feel like you'd choke. Like, think of trying to eat hair. How would you do it? You can't chew it.
I feel like not trying to, like, not trying to join this community, but I can understand, like, when you bite hair, it kind of is, like, crunchy in a way. I get the textural part of it, but I would never do it, I feel like.
Yeah, I've never had the urge. Like, I've had the urge to eat other things. Like, I remember I used to think it'd be cool to eat sand, but, like...
Oh, yeah, that's...
Because I think there was, like, a commercial growing up where, like, this guy was in the desert on, like, these sand dunes, and he, like, threw all the sand in his mouth.
For real?
If anyone else remembers that, if you're around my age, and do you remember that growing up, there was, like... this guy on all these sand dunes, and he's, like, digging in the sand for some reason. I think it's about him being thirsty, but he starts eating sand.
I wonder the amount of kids that have ate Play-Doh, because they always say in their commercial, the whole advertisement is not for don't eat it or whatever they say.
Oh, have you tried it?
I probably put it in my mouth once.
Yeah, it doesn't taste good. It kind of tastes salty.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Yeah, because
you would think it would taste good.
Yeah, because it looks so good.
And you make all those foods out of it. Like, I had a spaghetti machine, Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, so many cool tricks and gadgets of Play-Dohs.
But probably the new thing is kids eat slime.
Oh, yeah. And then...
laundry detergent.
Wasn't there, like, a thing with slime how it killed people's hands or something? Borax did. Like, Borax made their hands really bad. Isn't this laundry detergent? No, like, not. It was a certain type of thing, I guess.
Remember when I made it, it's just really laundry detergent mixed with baking soda or something? What's it mixed with?
Glue.
Oh, that's what it is.
Glue and laundry detergent?
That's what I use.
Oh, God.
Back in my slime YouTube days?
Yeah.
But I did try eating sand, though, once, and it wasn't good, just if anyone was wondering.
Biting on it, too, like, so well.
It hurts your teeth.
And then I also think about sandpaper being rubbed against your skin.
Oh.
That's brutal.
Sand. But isn't it weird? But I was thinking when I saw that. So Aaron Carter has an OnlyFans. Isn't it weird that's just not even shocking? Like, I was thinking,
Aaron Carter does?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this.
And then I went on Twitter and typed in Aaron Carter, and it was like a photo of, like, him on a bed with his legs spread or something. Isn't it weird, like, that nothing is shocking anymore? Like, what are people going to have to do to resort to shock people?
Yeah, it doesn't really, like, make me be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I think
he's been, like, doing questionable stuff for a while.
But even if some of that, I guess you can say he's done questionable stuff, but Justin Bieber, I feel like people think, oh, he's stable, kind of, it seems like.
Yeah.
Even if he made an OnlyFans and it was actual porn, I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh.
Would you be shocked if Miranda Cosgrove did?
Oh, that's someone who I'd be like, oh my gosh. Because she's just not that type.
That's true.
So there's salt in people. If they did do, I would be shocked.
But apparently it said that he will be eating bananas teasingly, and he'll even peel some with his feet, is what he told Page Six.
Oh, so he's not actually doing naked stuff?
Oh, but he said he'll also, his representative was talking to a person and explained it, and they also said he will also masturbate for a live audience for the first time ever.
Well,
yeah, so he, like, eventually, like, I guess he'll do a live video
of him masturbating.
The reason why it's weird to me is because he is the first person I ever got his album. And I remember I got a Discman with his album, like, in first grade, and his album was so good. Like, I think it had skits on it.
For real?
You remember him, like, there were skits of, like, Nick Carter calling him, and he'd be like, hey, what's up? And they'd be like, do you want to come to the party or something like that? But I'm pretty sure all I listened to was I Want Candy.
Oh, yeah, that's because I want candy.
Oh, my God, you should do a dance to that on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. So, but he's not doing, like, a sex tape or anything? Like, actual sex?
Oh, I'm assuming. Yeah, it said it.
Wouldn't they have mentioned that? Because it's not like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to subscribe if you hear that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I guess so. I guess now he's just sticking with eating bananas and other stuff.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how many people have subscribed. That's what I'm most curious about all this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, probably it's not just me who he was the first album. So I'm sure like all the other people have subscribed.
Haven't
subscribed yet, but yeah, I don't plan on it. But I'm sure there's a lot of people who would.
Yeah. Like there's a market, obviously.
Yeah, there's for sure a market. We wish you the best, Aaron.
I know. Hope it does good.
Who are some celebrities out there who haven't made one yet that you're like, get on it, you'll make the coin?
But, like, you wouldn't expect them to?
Yeah, but they're still good. Like, one would obviously be Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh, yeah. I just picture if Miranda Cosgrove got on it, she would, like, make a million right away.
Who else? Oh, I think even Sabrina, the teenage witch, but she's, like, obviously not a teen anymore, but that girl. What's her name? Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
She should make one.
Who else? I mean, I feel like, yeah, I, like, people like Miranda Cosgrove would get so many subscribers.
Maybe Avril Lavigne?
Oh, that would make, like, headlines, I feel like. But would people subscribe? Yeah.
I want to see.
I know, what's up?
Skater Boy.
Let me really dive deep. Oh, Debbie Ryan?
Kris Jenner.
Oh, yeah. That would break the website.
That's one where I'd take out my purse and sign up. Like, all these we've said so far, I don't think I would sign up. But Kris Jenner, I'd be like, I'm watching.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like, watch her live stream, just, like, chat with her, be able to message her.
I haven't subscribed to Cardi B's OnlyFans.
You
because,
haven't?
No, I haven't. But she's doing a reality show, I'm pretty sure. Or behind the scenes of making the album.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you think she's posted a bunch of stuff already?
She, like, always tweets that she's going live on there.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
Yeah, so if you're subscribed, you, like, get some bucks.
Get the big bucks.
Yo. Okay, that's all for this podcast. We really talked about OnlyFans for the second week in a row.
I know. It needs to stop.
I know.
But every
I'm sorry.
Week, there's just new news, you know? So
yeah.
Thank you for getting your weekly dose of news with Lucas and Jacob at The Bro Show. You're now more educated and able to go out into the world and have conversations with people about stuff that matters.
Really, really true. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Have a great week.
Peace the F out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.